medical community proudly presents the JDE Connection, a Quest On Air podcast production.
This podcast explores and showcases how JDE customers are harnessing specific functionality and capabilities to drive business success.
Hello, JDE Connection listeners. Welcome back. I'm Chandra Wabshaw, one of your podcast hosts, and I'm the Business Solutions Lead at Kolos IS Support. Back with me this week, and still most weeks, is my friend and podcast partner, Paul Howe Cooper, Vice President of JD Edwards Product Development at Oracle. Hey, Paul, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah. Another day, another dollar. Just focused on, we won't get into too much what we're focused on right now. Just heads down with release 27. So how about you? How are things going? How's training?
Training's going great. Last week of the build. So coming right up. Got, 3 weeks left? A little over 3 weeks before the marathon. So rocking and rolling. Felt actually surprisingly good on my run this morning after three pretty brutal days in a row of long runs and trail runs. So it was nice to actually hit flat ground today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. You were down in the Springs area, right? So, I mean, there's nothing flat there. I mean, that's part of the problem.
Yes,
so.
Exactly. There's a lot of elevation. Again, check all trails before I head out the door.
Yeah. And the marathon is in Portland.
Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, and it's got the word flat in it. So
correct. I'll be at sea level and flat course. So hopefully this will benefit.
You train in the opposite terrain. This should have some level of benefit, I would hope.
We're hoping. Or I'm hoping.
Very cool. So. Have you decided what you're going to do over the next week while I'm basically on the other side of the world?
Yeah, I might have a surprise guest on the podcast.
Oh, a surprise guest. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I got to confirm with said guest. Okay. I should get on that.
Yeah, probably. We'll have to play close attention to the stats. If stats go up, then maybe I get replaced. So.
You're not going to be that lucky. Oh! I don't think anybody else wants to put up with me every week on a podcast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. So what's on the docket today?
Well, today we have two very special guests with us to talk about the Quest Emerging Leaders Program. We have Ken Piddington and we have Dee Muir with us. So we thought what we would do today is kind of take the opportunity to help raise awareness around the Quest Emerging Leaders Program that's out there. We know that there's another cohort that'll be beginning this fall, and I'm sure Ken can fill us in on all those dates. So I thought we'd take an opportunity to talk with Ken, who kind of has been the creator, facilitator, idea generation person behind the program, and then speak with Dee, who also just completed. She was in the number two cohort. I was in the first cohort of the program. But, you know, having another guest on to talk about what motivated them to participate, any lessons learned, what aspects they found most valuable, so that we can help get the word out to the community about the program and the benefits that it offers. So
fantastic.
Obviously, Quest does a great job of continuing to invest in developing people. We're not just there to connect our PeopleSoft users and our JD Edwards users and our cloud community users together, but they also believe in helping to develop people within our community, of course. And so, Ken, love to hear from you a little bit about your vision behind the program and why leadership development is so important.
Did we want Ken and Dee to introduce themselves first?
I suppose that might be helpful.
You know, I know, Ken, you've been on a couple of times, but in case people aren't familiar with who you are.
Thanks for having me on. I'm Ken Piddington. I'm the Chief Digital Technology and Integration Officer for Relidyne, based in Houston, Texas, and I serve on the board for Quest. I'm actually the vice chair. And as Chandra said, yes, I'm the creator, founder, lead instructor for the Emerging Leaders Program at Quest. I'll let Dee introduce herself, and then we'll kind of dive into your question.
Sounds good. My name is Dee Muir, and I am the assistant director of our student information system at the North Dakota University System. Next year, I think I will be at year 20 with NDUS. So great to be on here, and thanks for having me.
To answer your question about the program, yes, Quest is, if you think about our community, is so much more than just JDE and PeopleSoft and Oracle Cloud. It is about the people in the community. And as we continue to evolve and technology is continuing to evolve, our community has been around for over 30 years going, how do we continue to help our people evolve and help you have the best teams possible to lead your organizations into the future, whatever that may hold for you? With, you know, we talk about all this world of AI, but it really comes down to the leadership that you have and the people able to do those jobs, not so much about all the technology. And so we got to thinking, how could we continue to educate and develop our people? And, you know, we're already a community, we're a great community, and how do we make the community better? And thus came the Emerging Leaders Program. And the program's now been in place for getting ready to start our third cohort, which will start in September of this year. But for me, it's really, it's a passion I have always had. I've always felt that I had great mentors growing up as I moved through my career and into the many CIO roles, that I had a responsibility to give back, whether that's in my organization, that's in the profession, it's in a community I participate in. And so I've always wanted to find ways to help develop that next leader. You know, there's this song by Tim McGraw called Humble and Kind, and there's a line in it that says, when you get where you're going, don't forget to turn back around and help the next one in line. And that's kind of been my thing about leadership development. I've done a lot of good things in my career, and I feel I have a responsibility, whether you're on my team, you're part of the community I'm a member of, you're just within our profession. I always reach back to try and find that person to help. So I believe very strongly in doing that as part of my kind of give back. But I think all organizations and leaders in those organizations have a responsibility for developing their leaders. They see those high potentials. They see those folks who can take on more. And it's not just going to happen by accident. You have to be intentional. And I think programs like our Emerging Leader Program helps you put that intentionality in there. Give your people an opportunity to grow their skills. They've probably done a great job contributing in a variety of ways. It may even be a manager today, but there's always, and myself included, as old as I've gotten and as many years as I've been around, we always have opportunities to learn and continue to develop ourselves. And I think that's really important as leaders to reach back and help the others on our teams. And as I think about the Emerging Leader Program that we created, it really touches on 15 core competencies to help people develop communication skills, leadership skills, team skills, business acumen, collaboration, and many others, which are vital in today's world. You know, we talk about the changing technology, and reality is the technology is the easy part. It is our people. Mm-hmm. And we need the people to be the best they can be to deliver our organizations in this rapid pace we're going into the future. And that's what's been so great about being part of this program and seeing we just graduated the second cohort, which Dee is a part of, but all the different participants in cohort one and two, and getting to see them from day one through that graduation and ongoing, you see a change. And it's been really rewarding to see that. Some folks who might have been very introverted and shy in the beginning and not ready and willing to talk to everybody, who are now out there leading, volunteering for our alumni network, being out there and being great ambassadors of the program and doing great things at their organization. And that's the reward for me, and showing that we're building a strong community today and into the future for what we do. Happy to jump into any more questions and dive into greater detail. Like, registration ends July 31st for this upcoming cohort. We still have to have about 15 people in there. We're a little over halfway there right now. So another month and a half to continue your registrations as we get ready to move forward with cohort number three.
Great. I love that, Ken, that you are so passionate about giving back to people. Like you said, look back and bring those with you. Give back. Do what you can to help others. And that really, for me, has always been something that has been important as well, being able to give back in a community. So I appreciate that a lot about you. So thank you for that.
I appreciate that. I feel it's a responsibility, but it's something I am very passionate about. When I put four people on my team when I had my first CIO role into a similar program and saw the value they got out of it and looked and talked to the mentors that they got to work with, who were all volunteers in this program, I'm like, I just got a lot of benefit. My team just got a lot of benefit from this. I should give back and help out in the same way, because maybe I'm helping someone on their teams. And that's how it all got started some 20 years ago when I started doing these things and continuing to evolve the programs, take parts of the programs I participated in, parts of the program I put my team in, and kind of took the good of all that and brought it to what we created with our Emerging Leaders Program. And it's a nice mix of both in-person and kind of asynchronous virtual. That's what we do, our discussion boards, We do our online webinars. We do it in person in Lexington, Kentucky, where Quest is headquartered, to really kick it off and lay the foundation. And then we ultimately graduate at Blueprint 4D, which will come up in May in Chicago. And we hold a nice graduation ceremony. We hear about the capstone projects. We get to really celebrate all the participants, bring your sponsors in, your mentors in. It's really nice to see the overall graduation and see how, again, everyone's growth and progression through the program is.
Well, that's a perfect segue to D. I mean, as far as taking this program, we could ask you about your motivation and kind of takeaways and lessons learned, but how did you feel that you grew throughout this program? As Ken said, you know, we get to see how everybody evolves. Did you feel that same way? And is there a particular way you'd like to share with others that you felt you grew?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say one of my biggest takeaways was the importance of just being intentional as a leader. The program really encouraged me to think beyond day-to-day responsibilities and focus on the broader impact of leadership, communication, and organizational change. I gained so many valuable insights into different leadership styles and learned how to adapt my approach to better support both my team and our organizational goals. I definitely feel like the program helped me develop a deeper understanding of leadership as a whole, too. Encouraged me to be more thoughtful and intentional with interactions both with my team, but also other departments in our organization. Also more intentional with decision making and just supporting my team overall. I feel like I now spend more time considering how my actions influence others, but also how they contribute to the success of the entire organization.
I love that, actually.
I do too. I love that you said the intentionality of the decisions you make and how that influences others. I think that's yes. Fantastic. That's a great piece of feedback for the program.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I would agree, because you don't often step back and think about that, how what I might be saying or what I might be doing might be influencing somebody else. To have that intention behind when you do say or do something, it does make you almost pause for pause is the phrase that I might use.
Pause for pause.
Yeah, before I say something.
I completely agree. And that was the one thing I shared at the conclusion of the program was, I feel like it forced me to pause, which is such a great thing, because even through the program, you know, it's a lot of work and it's a lot of time commitment, and you're running 100 miles an hour trying to get everything else done. And really, it was just a reminder to slow down and be more intentional with everything.
Which is really, really difficult. I find myself personalizing what you said, internalizing it a little bit with stuff that has been happening even most recently. Ken, you mentioned, you know, the technology is the easy part. It's also, I think, what is making what was already a rat race even worse these days. And it's very difficult to feel okay even coming up for air at this point, because you feel like any time that you're not pressing forward, you're just getting further and further behind. And yet with what you described, Dee, you start to feel guilty about not taking the time to be a little bit more mindful and, to your point, intentional about exactly what you're doing, what you're saying, how you're presenting it, how you're presenting yourself, how you're responding in a particular situation, how you're portraying certain things, to make sure that you're cognizant of the influence that it's having on those around you. So something we can all take away today.
Yeah, right? I was actually thinking about this. I think we mentioned a while back that I've been doing these daily meditations, stoic meditations. It's very much a stoic principle when you think about it that way. I don't know. I'm going to have to meditate on that tonight. Thank you.
Yeah. Your daily aspiration tomorrow will simply be intentional.
Yeah. Be intentional. Yep. Yes. Exactly. That is my goal for tomorrow. Be intentional.
Does that mean you're a big Ryan Holiday fan?
That's exactly who wrote the book.
Yep.
Yeah. Chandra got me on the same thing. So you've got the Daily Stoic by Ryan Holiday that takes you through, obviously, just a simple quote, simple lesson from Marcus Aurelius, Epictetus, and Seneca, then kind of breaks it down, you know, on a daily basis. So it gives you something to journal about, something to think about. And I agree, Chandra, that this is very much in line with some of those lessons.
Those are all great books, and something we do in the program as well, not read his, the Stoic book, but we do a lot of other readings as well. So we have some guest speakers that are authors, and we give those books out to read around change management and networking connections. So maybe we're going to have to add one of the Stoics books for next. I have all those books too. So those are great.
So Dee, I mean, as far as the program is concerned, what did you find, I guess, just most valuable? I mean, that's a lesson, that was your biggest takeaway, but what element of the, or aspect of the program did you find most valuable?
I would say probably the monthly content and discussions were especially valuable because, like Ken said, there's a different focus every month, and each one of them provided practical leadership concepts that could be applied immediately in my work. I very much so appreciated the opportunity to learn from other professionals, hear different perspectives from different industries. I was the only person in higher ed in the cohort. And so that was really insightful to me to kind of get a different perspective from different industries. And my mentor was also amazing. It was especially beneficial in everything he shared with me, all of his knowledge and experience. And I just feel so grateful for the great contacts and friendships I made through the program. Like, they will be lifelong contacts, and I'm just so grateful for all the wonderful people I was able to meet.
If you're running JD Edwards, In Focus 2026 needs to be on your calendar. Join the JDE community September 21st through the 23rd in Denver, Colorado, for 3 days of education, networking, and insights into what's next for JD Edwards. Get an early look at Release 27. Learn how Oracle is enhancing JD Edwards with Redwood. Explore AI enablement opportunities and understand upcoming platform support changes that could impact your roadmap. We'll also be covering topics like orchestrations, automation, OCI, security, and modernization strategies from customers and Oracle experts. Early bird registration ends August 14th, so register now before rates increase. Visit questoraclecommunity.org/infocus and join us in Denver.
Chandra, I'm guessing you felt somewhat the same way, if I recall.
Yes, absolutely. For me, those were the same things that were very valuable, being able to have those discussions around the each month topic. I love learning through other people in terms of conversations, not as much. Of course, I can read and learn something, but I really find it to be really beneficial for me. Maybe it's my learning style, maybe it's just who I am, to have that interaction with somebody else where I can ask them some questions. You know, how did you handle this? And same thing with my mentor. I absolutely adored my mentor. We had a great relationship. I felt very comfortable talking with him, having him provide even some guidance on when I was struggling to see what my organization was trying to accomplish with something, if he could provide some insight on it or something that would just make me think about it differently. So I found that to be incredibly valuable. Same thing, lifelong friends, you know, and contacts through the program. In fact, one of my industry connections actually reached out to me today.
Oh.
From the program. Okay. Yeah, she had a question for me on something. Actually, she is not a JD Edwards person, but she actually had a JD Edwards question for me. So kind of fun.
Small world. See, that's just bringing that whole community together.
Exactly.
I love it. I think the cross-industry folks within your cohort is extremely valuable to get those different perspectives. So you have lots of different industries able to help each other and get a different perspective, a different lens on the challenges we're each experiencing. And that, goodness, is a great part to help you learn. And then you're both right. The mentors was very intentional, wanted to have those mentors. We do the group cohort. So we pick those topics and we kind of take the concept as a whole group. But we each have different needs within that. And so that's where the mentors get to come in, whether it's you're having a bad day, you need someone to talk to and give you a different perspective, or you want to dive deeper into a topic and build that strong relationship with them. And we're really back to that word intentional about looking at the mentors, looking at all the participants in the garden, going, how do we match these folks up to be the best over experience for both of them? Because we want the mentors to have a good experience and keep coming back, and want them to be able to help really engage with our members of the cohort and help them out in their career journey. And I'm glad you both have gotten value from that, because it's, again, very intentional, a lot of work to make sure we have those mentors. They put a lot into being committed there to all of you throughout the program.
And I think for those out there considering this program, that's a huge benefit to it, or compliment, whatever you're going to feel. And Chandra, correct me if I'm wrong, but at the end of the day, this is personalized for you. This isn't some just program that's nicely formatted that you sign up for, and you're just getting churned through this program. This is very, again, can you use the word intentional again? This is tailored to you. You know, in the sense that, yes, the program content, we've got the 15 core competencies and whatnot, but how you get matched up, who you get paired with, and who you're going to be interacting with, there's specific reasons for it. And that makes it feel very personal, which I don't know, in that environment, it's very welcoming to be able to grow. And in a sense, you're willing to be a little bit more vulnerable. And chances are it's going to make a bigger impression, and you're going to see that opportunity for growth.
Yeah, you have that with the capstone projects as well. So we do the big capstone and we give the group different ideas of topics and they can take it wherever they want, but they're designed for things that can be brought back and used by the community. But again, we go through and we think very hard about who should be within each group to make sure there's some very good diversity of experience and industry and kind of product base and where they are in their career so that they together can bring a lot of unique ideas to come together as a team. It forces them to work very well as a team and figure that out because there's a lot of different personalities. What I've seen, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I've seen a lot of great friendships come out of those capstone teams. And they get a little competitive with the other capstone groups as they get ready to go with their projects. But I love getting to sit there and watch all of your presentations when you do that to the full group on graduation day, because I know what the topic is, but I intentionally stay away from it while you're working through it, because I want to see how you've put the learnings we've done throughout the program into your capstone project. And every year there's each group does that without even being asked. They just find a way and things just seem to work. So it just reinforces the idea that what we're learning is real world and can be applied right away.
Yeah, I completely agree with what you said, Paul, about the intention and thought put into everything with this and how personalized it is. I was blown away by the time and intention in matching you with my mentor and who they selected for industry connections. They also do health checks kind of throughout the program, like how are things going? How do you feel we need to maybe shift things around for you to get the best out of this? It really does make you feel important and that they are personalizing this for you and have your best interest in you being able to get everything out of this that you can.
I agree. And I think starting with that self-assessment that you do and the assessment that your manager or sponsor for the program does on you, I think is incredibly helpful and helps them guide where maybe, okay, we should pair you up with somebody that maybe has more of a strategic focus if that's where you need to concentrate your development on. It floored me at how much, like you said, thought and intention went behind the program as a whole, really, not just one piece of it. It is the entire program is very well thought out and it is very intentional.
I mean, touching real quick on the practical application of it in these situations where we're doing this continued learning and again trying to evolve, it means a lot if what you're picking up on a daily basis you can really truly relate to what you do at work, right? You have that real world experience to lean on versus just theory. You can actually just go apply that. I think it offers reinforcement to what you're learning. I don't know if you guys feel that same way.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I'd already mentioned, I feel like the content we went through, there were practical applications I could put in place immediately. And the program just helps expand on leadership and reinforcing the importance of continuous growth and self-awareness. And it provides tools and frameworks that you can apply immediately and throughout your career that you'll definitely pick up on again. And just the increase in confidence I could feel throughout the program with leadership responsibilities and helping drive change. It definitely was such a contribution, like strategically within my organization and personally.
Very cool.
Yeah, we do these ideas in brief for each topic. At the end of that, there's some questions for the participant to think about going in. One of those is, how will you apply this at your office back at work tomorrow? And how will you bring this to others in your organization to help them improve? So it kind of puts that mindset, that idea in your mind to go out and be thinking about how am I going to apply this and how can I continue to help others with it? We're kind of helping try to tee that up and make people think about things in that capacity.
Now, do you also involve Chandra and Dee's management, right? So their leaders and potentially their sponsors in this to help, you know, comment on the evolution that they saw? Do they get to provide feedback as well?
They do. So after that self-assessment that the individuals take, their manager or sponsor fills that out as well. And then we have a checkpoint during the year where we'll touch base with their managers to go, how are things going? How are they doing? Not just those health checks for the individuals. We also do a health check with the mentors to make sure everything is going as well. And then at the kind of celebration from the program completion, hopefully there's many sponsors do and managers come to the program, which they often do. And we give everybody the opportunity to reflect on the program. So not just the individuals who just participated and share their feedback, but same thing for their mentors, same thing for their managers to talk about what they've seen, how they've seen their individuals progress. So there's multiple step points of that, both in improving the program feedback, improving what's going on midstream to make sure we're focusing on the right areas, but also in a way that kind of helps celebrate the individuals.
So Dee, do you think completing this program is kind of the end of your professional development, or do you see this as a stepping stone or something you want to continue to pursue? Like Ken said earlier, he continues to learn. I know I continue to learn. I am a lifelong learner, a lover of learning. So curious how this program impacted you. And then if there are people that you maybe will look at it differently for supporting other individuals on your teams.
Yes, absolutely. So this was definitely a stepping stone in that everything I learned will continue to help expand my leadership skills. Along with that, all of the industry connections I made, those are people I want to stay in touch with for as long as I possibly can, because there were some calls where I just sat and listened in awe of some of these people. Like, they are wizards and they are brilliant. And I just want to soak in everything I possibly can from them. And like I said, too, it provided so many tools and frameworks of you to just continue your leadership growth. And so much of the content, too, I've already gone back to some of the things. And I had a situation the other day where I was like, oh, there was something in that monthly content that I know would benefit me here. And I've already gone back to it and referenced it. And definitely has been such a valuable piece to just help me continue forward in my professional development journey. Your question about others, yes, even just halfway through the program, that was something that started going through my head, just experiencing how wonderful it was. Okay, who on my team do I want to send to this program in the future? Because it was so valuable. And we definitely have some people on my team where I'm like, yes, I definitely want to get them enrolled in this because I just feel like the opportunities are endless with this program.
Yeah, I agree with you on that too, on your comments. And for me, I know I still go back to things in there, especially multiple times. I have referred back to the People Before Things book multiple times.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Shout out to Chris.
One of my favorites.
I know, one right? of my favorites too.
Ditto. Yes, there are a number of times I have that book sitting right there. I pull it out. I need to refresh my memory on something or help me think of a way to phrase it. Sometimes rereading helps me with that. So absolutely agree with you. I still continue to use the materials.
Yeah, it's a great endorsement.
Makes me want to sign up. Any open slots, Ken?
There's some still open slots. I get to review all the applications. I would approve RuPaul.
See if my manager would sponsor me. That's the bigger question.
Well, is there anything else either of you want to share about the program? Any closing thoughts?
Yeah. So just to summarize, the program provided me an absolutely excellent opportunity for self-reflection and professional growth. It helped me slow down and think more intentionally about the kind of leader I want to be and how I can continue to develop those skills throughout my career. The experience not only benefited me personally, but also positively impacted how I support my team and then also contribute to the organization as a whole.
I see that. And that's, I think it's really important as you think about your manager or leader at your organization, think about putting someone in, you know, it's going to be great for that individual. More people today leave organizations because they aren't getting the development. People aren't investing in them. And this is a great, very cost-effective way to get extreme value out of it for your individual and for your team. So investing in that individual makes them better, makes your team better, makes your department better, makes your company better. And here's everyone being a member of the Quest Oracle community, makes our community better. So I think the best time to do it is now. Don't wait another day. You've got till July 31st to register for this coming cohort. There's still spaces left, and we would love to see more people. And very excited to see where this is continuing to go for the community and for the individuals, and can't wait till we can come back on the JDE Connection for, you know, like cohort number 10. And we can go through that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We'll be here to support it every year. Obviously, I'm a believer of the program and want to support Quest in all ways that I can. So,
well, we appreciate you having us on today.
Yes, thank you. Before we wrap, though, we better include our usual.
Well, we can't wrap without edumacating us on another Midwesternism. So, again, hopefully Dee appreciates this. I heard the accent. So,
I know.
I'm from Wisconsin, you're up in North Dakota, and we've got Chandra from Minnesota. So we've got it covered at this point. So
absolutely.
Well, this week's term, hankering.
Hankering.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I've got a hankering for pizza. Mm-hmm.
So that's
I've a got a hankering for a hot dish.
Hot dish was going to be mine.
We already covered that one for sure.
I bet you did.
But what is your favorite hot dish?
Yeah.
I almost feel silly admitting this, but I'm not a hot dish fan. I'm not really sure how I can be from North Dakota and not be a hot dish fan. But
that's music for eviction.
I just might have gotten kicked out. Population just went down to 11.
And I don't know what a hot dish is.
Do you know what a casserole is?
Yes.
It's
a casserole? Okay.
Very similar.
Most of them have tater tots on them.
That sounds good to me.
Tater tot hot dish.
Tater tot hot dish. There you go. Do you guys have a local supper club that you would nominate?
Not so much a local supper club, but a local cafe where they serve dumplings and pork roast on Thursdays.
Of course.
Oh, seriously? Yeah. Oh, I love it.
It's a weekly special.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
These are potato dumplings, not probably traditional dumplings that people know.
Very cool.
That's awesome. Love it.
Cool, cool.
Love it.
All right. Hankering for dumplings then this week.
There we go. A hankering for dumplings and pot roast.
Can't go wrong with that.
All right. For questions, feedback, or ideas for future episodes, contact us at the JDE Connection at questoraclecommunity.org. Until next time, let's keep learning, sharing, and most importantly, laughing together. Toodles.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in for today's episode of the JDE Connection, a Quest On Air podcast production. Show notes and links can be found at questoraclecommunity.org/JDE Connection.
To learn more about what's happening in the Quest JD Edwards community, visit our website at questoraclecommunity.org/JD Edwards.